Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for Awaken to Empowerment's Two Gals with Two Names, putting our two cents in on Tuesday with Carol Ann and Mary Lynn.
Tuesday.
And it's Tuesday. It's time for truth. It's time for this great awakening. And go visit us at thegreatawakening.ning.com or awakenamerica.us. We certainly are at a tipping point for this great country, and we are endowed by our Creator. So we are here to use some of our unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And today's First Amendment right is two girls with two names putting our two cents in. So, Mary Lynn, two topics, huh?
Oh, sure, but they're big fat ones.
about the New York Times reporting on President Trump's taxes and leftist disinformation campaign. And, you know, Mayor, the big question is whether the purported tax documents were obtained as a criminal leak. That was from Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. The release of two decades worth of President Trump's tax records by New York Times, a felony crime was committed by giving tax info to New York Times. And wouldn't the IRS notify the president his taxes were wrong? Not the New York Times. Very good point. So what's some of the great stuff that you have?
As far as the taxes and President Trump, or are we going to move on to ballot harvesting, which is the big word of the day today?
Well, the only thing that I do know about the taxes is the man donated $100 million property. He went and tried to put a golf course with a living community there, and they wouldn't allow. They gave him a permit for the golf course, but not the residential permits. You know, it's always about bureaucracy, right? So he donated $100 million property. So obviously there was some major tax write-off. That's all I really know. But what about you? What are you? What have you heard?
Just the biggest thing is that truly, if there was something wrong, I do believe the IRS, of all people, he's so high profile. And then also what we do know, since he started his term in office, that would be January 20th, what ends up happening in this situation is he donates his $400,000 salary to the people. This is not a tax cheat. He's the first billionaire that walked into office and lost money while in office.
Right.
Versus, I don't know, Biden, Pelosi, Feinstein.
Yeah, right.
Do I need to go on? Let's look at their taxes.
Exactly.
Right?
It's their. They've sued for 47 years. They make their family money. They make themselves money. It's all their deals. Yeah, right. I mean, poor Shrine Michelle Obama talking about, you know, discrimination and oppression from a $12 million home. Hello. Yeah, how many homes do the own, or the Obamas own, whatever, Mooch and Barkey own? Anyway,
I'm sure they own something out in Hollywood where they belong truly. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is the people that point the fingers are the ones in the most, you know, every time they blame President Trump for something, it's something that the Democrats are doing.
Right. They're projectors. Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. He's,
amazing. It's a good point.
Yeah, he's not going to concede. He's not going to leave office. He's going to cheat on this election. I'm just looking at this video of, looks like, 53-foot trucks. I can't even count how many, driving down the street with Trump 2020 on the side.
Love it.
This is not a man.
Love it.
He's got we the people, you know.
Yeah, baby.
Biden may have
only
the media.
Only thing is the bureaucracy,
Biden may have
and
the media.
I like your next topic point, because the bureaucracy gets involved, like, you know, like government entities and well, do you want to talk about the next topic? Because that really thrusts my chest too, girlfriend.
Oh, you know, and we've always, every week since we started, now we're on episode 14, I can't believe it. And it's what we've been talking about is the mail-in ballots. Absentee
mm-hmm.
ballots have been around for a long time. And
mm-hmm.
what else is, you know, that we talk about? And many states, this has gone up to their Supreme Court on ballot harvesting. And Tulsi
mm-hmm.
Gabbard, believe it or not, is completely against this ballot harvesting, and probably why the Democrats aren't very fond of her. But the first one, the biggest one, and somebody wrote this on Twitter today, and I can't agree enough. How many things does Representative Ilhan Omar, how many
oh,
crimes
Jihad
does she
Omar.
Have to commit?
Yeah. Okay, let's
yeah.
talk about
so how
that.
Many
that's
crimes,
a really hot
how
topic.
Many crimes does? Yeah, but I want to know how many times does she have to commit crimes? Let's start with marrying her brother. And then there's been campaign
for what reasons?
Financing issues.
Wait a minute,
issues.
Wait. She married her brother for what reasons? Besides being a wackadoo elected.
So she could bring him from danger in Somali, and so he could become a happy resident of the United States. And, you know, I'm not sure if you or our listeners are familiar with Project Veritas. I really wasn't.
Oh, yes.
This
oh,
is
yes.
something
the James
that was started by.
They exposed the baby body parts.
Oh, Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, the baby body
is that
parts.
Correct?
Yeah, Planned Deathhood. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
uh-huh.
Yeah, really, really disgusting. But in this case, he's got it on video, the bombshell video, and this is voter fraud, and it's taking
mm-hmm.
place in Minneapolis to help represent Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar defeat her opponents. The video
mm-hmm.
was done with the aid of insider Omar Jamal, who revealed mass voter fraud and shared with Project Veritas investigators details of the sophisticated planning that went behind the pay-for-votes scheme. The video
Whoa.
Features a man by the name of Liban Mohammed, an Omar-connected ballot harvester, boasting about the number of absentee ballots in his car. He was recorded as saying, hey, numbers don't lie, numbers don't lie. Look at my car. My
wow.
car is full. The police and other agencies are now investigating. And the Minneapolis Police Department just came out not too long ago, and with regards to the allegations of voter fraud, they're being evaluated. The MPD is aware of the allegations of vote harvesting, and we are in the
uh-huh.
process of looking into the validity. And obviously, when there's a criminal investigation, there's typically no comment anyway. But I think what's really important in this fact is this woman hates Americans.
Exactly.
And she hates
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Everything
mm-hmm.
we stand for.
Mm-hmm,
and I
mm-hmm.
told you earlier that I've been assisting any way I can with a lovely gentleman by the name of Lacey Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great man of color, and he wants Minneapolis back, and so he's fighting.
So
the
is he running
fight.
Against Jihad Omar?
She's yeah, yep. Yep, he's running
against
Ilhan Omar.
I call her Jihad Omar.
And, of course, okay, but, you know, she's getting all sorts of money from nefarious places. And
oh, like
I'm
George
sure
Soros?
All roads will lead back to George Soros, right.
Oh,
but there's,
okay.
there's others.
Yeah, he's just
well,
a beauty, that George Soros, and his open, quote-unquote,
yeah.
open society. And Act Blue. Oi, if you ever heard, oi.
Yeah, I know. The money is out and out frightening. And it truly is money laundering. And we don't have an FBI. Director Ray has his head up as you know what. Nothing's happening. I'm not sure why he's still there. Somebody like Tom Fitton would be a great person. His Judicial Watch has done more than our Department of Justice and FBI combined. Judicial Watch, as Tom Fitton always says, is doing the heavy lifting. They're the ones getting – they're apparently – now, this one just came out. Pete Comey, brother of Jim, works for Clinton Foundation. Wow.
Oh, gee,
there we go.
Well, you know,
is
that's
that
why
a
they call it the swamp. That's why they call it the swamp. All this incestuous relationships between this one and that one. I mean, how do we the people get a fair shot? We have to have the great disruptor go back to the White House. So I wonder how many of the things we're going to hear about tonight, Mary Lynn.
Well, you know, it's a good question, and I'm really glad you brought that up, because we're going to kind of deviate a little bit, because I find this very interesting. Anybody who goes for a job, a position, a career these days, everybody gets drug tested. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why should
mm-hmm.
this stand true for somebody who's running for the president of the United States? In my opinion, if anybody refuses to take a drug test, it's because they're on drugs.
It's disqualify him. It should totally disqualify him because he's not being completely transparent. Exactly.
Okay.
Especially when his opponent is willing to go ahead and do a drug test to go ahead and, you know, show mental acuity. Very, very important that he would do that.
Yes, and then, of course, the Democrats have accused Trump of being on Adderall. If anybody has known and seen the president before he was president, this man is he's the Energizer Bunny. I can't tell you how many journalists that followed him around said, I can't keep up with the man. It's just natural for him. But, you know,
I'm a hyper thing. I've been called the Energizer Bunny. I could not keep up with Donald J. Trump. And he's older than I am by decades. I've had people call me that. But that man, I just watch him in awe. And I don't know I just think his passion and love for America and the American dream is so much that it's juicing him. And it's got to be like a God-ordained passion, because my word, all he's been through, all he has suffered through this everything between, well, okay, let's see, what was it? What was it, Mayor? We had, let's see,
well,
Russia?
Russia. And
uh-huh.
yeah, and then it was the Ukraine thing. It was one phone call, the Ukraine thing. You know, we could go on for hours, but I just want to go back really to this debate tonight very quickly. Biden obviously has refused to take the drug test. And a couple of days ago, his campaign agreed to have him checked for electronic devices in his ears.
Now
it's come up. They want a third-party check. President Trump has agreed. And now the Biden camp, then now they say no. So, and then what's even
exactly.
best?
Nothing to see here. Move along.
Get your Q-tips out now, folks. And then what's even better is the Biden camp has also asked for two breaks during the 90-minute debate. Really?
Just tell him to put some Depends on. He'll be just fine.
You know, does he need his binky and his blankie for his afternoon nappy? I don't get it. Why is he being coddled like a 10-year-old? A kindergartner, I'm sorry.
Three-year-old.
You know,
3-year-old. A 10-year-old is a little
more
independent. That's insanity.
So we digressed. And you know, it's really, really sad because everywhere you turn, and I don't want Americans to get upset. Oh, my vote isn't going to count. My vote is, your vote is everything. Your vote is guard it with your life. Walk into your polling
place. I heard that.
Place.
Wait a minute. I heard that from a very, very successful business owner. One of his sister-in-laws is my friend, and she's like, "You're voting, right? You're registering." And exactly what you said. Oh, it doesn't matter. My vote doesn't count. My friend Tom Morrison, 43 votes. Tell me your vote doesn't count. 43 votes. That was the difference that he won by. And with this, with what's going on now, my word, Mary Lynn, I don't know. I mean, I think every vote counts now more than ever.
More than ever. I mean, you look back to the 2000 race with Gore and Bush.
Bush
and it went back
Gore,
to the Supreme Court. And, okay, so we'll talk about the Supreme Court next week because the debates are big today. And what happened in that race, it was 5,000, and it's always Florida, hanging Chad.
I was going to say,
it's in
Florida.
But it was like 5,000-something votes. So don't tell me your vote doesn't count. Because that's ridiculous.
Right,
exactly. And with all this, and then just in a matter of, 48 hours, now we have another one. This one is even closer to the Biden campaign than the James O'Keefe's exposure of Project Veritas. In Texas, of all places, Texas, Biden's Texas political director, his name is Dallas Jones, is implicated in massive mail-in ballot harvesting scheme in Harris County,
really?
Texas.
Now, that is one that I didn't hear. So, and
yeah,
this is Biden.
It's pretty
who?
Hot.
What is he?
He's Biden's Texas political director. Hello. He's not putting up posters. We'll put it up that way. And according to two private investigators who have brought this information forward, one was a former FBI agent and the other is a former police officer. They have testified under oath that they have the video evidence, documentation, and witnesses to prove it.
Wow.
Which is huge. I hope that this case and then the Project Veritas case up in Minneapolis, I hope that this can get somewhere where this mail-in ballot, let's just start with the ballot harvesting. If people don't understand what the ballot harvesting is, it's real simple. They go into an old folks' home. They have a big stack of ballots. They pass out the ballots.
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead. Okay, you can fill that one out.
Oh.
It's really what they do. And then they gather all the votes. And 75% can vote for President Trump, but that is thrown away and replaced with their candidate.
The old people's home, there is so much deception and fraud there because so many of these folks have dementia that they encourage them, which is really wrong. I think there's something, you can't tell someone how to vote, but the old people's home, there's so much stuff that goes on. It's disgusting and it's very, very disheartening. It's very sad.
And then in a lot of cases, And in a lot of cases, and especially we won't even talk about Granny Killer Cuomo, but he,
right,
you know, what de Blasio is getting ready to drop down another lockdown, COVID-19 lockdown, because they're
really
having an insurgent.
I didn't hear that either.
Well, this is all just, I always like to get the fresh stuff hot off the press. Breaking.
Okay.
But so all their social distancing, all their lockdowns, and
yeah,
all their mask wearing has done
yeah
absolutely nothing.
No, it's done a lot. Actually, it's created a lot of psychological issues. It's hurt a lot of families. It's made a lot of people isolated, which is very disempowering, especially for the elderly. It's done a lot. I don't think it's done anything much good, but it's done a lot.
Well, and there's some instances in, you know, I don't want to get into the whole thing with the COVID-19 because we have too much political fire going on right now. But
right,
what's important is they say, well, what about Africa? Shouldn't they be leaping in numbers? Nothing. What
right
about the homeless?
Right.
Shouldn't they be bouncing in numbers? Nothing.
Right.
So
exactly. Yep.
And then there was a doctor in the UK, which I find very interesting. He came out and said it's not a pandemic, it's a plandemic. And
plandemic. Yeah. Because it was
plandemic
created in a. It was created in a.
Whatchamacallit?
It was created in a laboratory. Yeah.
Yes, the Wuhan
laboratory. The thing,
laboratory,
you know.
Yeah.
A laboratory, the thing,
yeah,
you know.
And
yeah, no, it was created in a laboratory.
Yes, yeah.
The doctor had to go run for her life because of, you know, the Chinese Communist Party, and she's running for her life because she's fearful. But, yeah, that is something that you don't hear a lot about on the mainstream media.
Oh, sure.
Isn't that shocking?
Well, let's look at it. Who's in bed with China? We'll start with Biden.
Hunter.
Three-quarters of Hunter's working for the Chinese. And it so stinks because you look
yep
at everything that they're doing and start adding it up. They're not
right,
going to win
right
this election fair and square. They are the dirtiest of dirty
yep
politicians out there. And I have no doubt in my mind that there was collusion within this between the Democratic Party, the ACT Blue
uh-huh
folks, the One World George
oh, yeah
Soros, Bill Gates, billionaire
yep
folks, yep, and China. And why?
Oh, yeah.
There's only one reason: to stop Donald Trump's killer economy. The economy
yep
was blowing up, and they knew they
right
would have no chance, no
exactly
chance to win this November.
Exactly,
unless
exactly,
he would stop.
Exactly. Because they're not stupid.
And they,
one thing I'll tell you, they're not stupid, and they do know when an economy's good, a president has a better chance of winning. So, like you said, the economy was rocking and rolling. And, yes, Kill Bates or Bill Gates or whatever his name is, the big globalist, these people are terrible. They really are terrible. They're, you know, they're the antithesis of liberty and freedom.
Well, you know, what needs to happen at this point is we the people need to get out, vote in person. I was just at
yeah
I was just at Trump headquarters here in Cape Coral, Florida last Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
It's Women for Trump Wednesday, and one woman said, well, I always get my vote absentee. Well, so do I. And I explained to her, I said, do what
uh-huh
I'm going to do. You carry your vote, your ID, you walk in, and you swap it
uh-huh
for a live ballot. It's that simple. That is Florida. Don't know how y'all going to
uh-huh
handle it in Illinois. But what's
important, you know what? Now, you want to talk about votes not mattering. Illinois, it doesn't matter because we got Mike Madigan here. He controls everything. It's bad here. It is bad here. It's very, there's all the corruption is run deep. I'm sure we could, yeah, for a very long time. Very, very long time.
And,
you know.
And I, and then going back to the Biden's Texas political director, and then they said that they have witnesses. The illegal ballot harvesting operation could harvest up to 700,000 ballots, one of the Democrat operatives allegedly bragged. This includes dead people,
700,000 ballots? 700,000 ballots?
In one Harris County, Texas.
Wow, that's a lot. I mean, my goodness, that could change an election, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I could see if, you know, but they're going to Texas, which is traditionally very red.
Well, yeah, but Texas, you know what's happening? People are leaving California, and they're going to Texas. I don't understand why somebody would leave and try and make the same kind of crap hole that you're leaving policy-wise.
Well,
I mean, California's beautiful.
Texas
is beautiful. I'm talking crap hole policies.
Right, right. Well,
you know,
they're also going to Arizona, but, you know, now that we're going to have another COVID lockdown in New York, I'm like, oh, no, now we're going to get more New Yorkers down here. They all go to the East Coast,
right,
mind you, most of them. But they're not turning my state blue because they're going to bring their BS down here. Because it's no different here. It's no different here than blue is up in New York. You voted for it. You're stuck with it. And I'm, you know, and it's the real rich people, the wealthy people who can get out. The middle class.
Isn't that
the
truth? Isn't
people.
That horrible how the poor, hardworking taxpayer is the average Joe is always the one that takes it. It's really terrible when you think about it. You know, it's the average Joe. And then unfortunately the average Joe is so busy working. And if they're just listening to the mainstream media, they really don't know what's going on. It's actually should be criminal. It's a crisis of information.
Yes, and as we all know, journalism is dead as we speak. Of course, there's always exceptions, but you know, if the media was fair, can you imagine? Trump at this point. President Trump, has just been endorsed by the Philadelphia Firefighters and Paramedics Union, which is huge.
Right.
He needs Pennsylvania. He really, really needs Pennsylvania. Michigan, who's been in lockdown because their crazy governor, who just spent $1.1 million walling off the governor's mansion to protect herself. But she won't. She wouldn't
protests?
Even.
Wait. The governor, say that again. That's rich. The governor just spent $1.1 million to what? To lock down, to protect?
To put a wall around the governor's mansion.
A wall? I didn't think the left likes walls. Wait a minute. Oh, the hypocrisy.
Irony CNN
and hypocrisy
the
of the left is rich, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and, you know, I think what's important is it's when you see, I mean, the pictures say everything. Don't listen to the polls. Trump is filling up runways and air hangars and, you know, everywhere he goes. Two and three rallies a day. I don't think Biden crawls up the stairs two or three times from the basement.
Yeah, no, I know. Doesn't he, like, turn himself off at, like, 9 o'clock? Don't they have a name for that? I forgot. Besides sundowning, but there's something that he does.
It's what his campaign says to the media that is so-called following him. They put a, quote-unquote, lid on the day.
Lid, that's it. Put a lid on it. That's right.
You know,
goodness.
And I think I have the reason why. because key military sources that are close to President Trump are highlighting that on the September 10th, they had reliable information that Joe Biden would be provided the debate questions in advance and would get special assistance from special communications device. Now,
come on,
Yeah,
that's
look who's working at Fox News.
Where did you hear that?
With, it was a quote that I pulled off of. I'll look for it, but all I just want to say is, okay, you've got Chris Wallace is the moderator for the debates, a well-known Trump hater since day one. He was a never-Trumper all the time.
Right.
And, gee, guess who's just started working at Fox News? Donna Brazile, ring a bell?
Yeah, she helped Hillary. Yeah.
So we have to wonder how this stuff accidentally
gets out. Oh, yeah, because Donna Brazile gave Hillary Clinton all the answers. Or no, wait a minute. Donna Brazile worked with Bernie. She didn't. Did she give? What did who gave Hillary the questions in 2015? Was it Donna Brazile? No. Okay.
And
all right. Well,
So this explains. This is why he hasn't been going out, because he's sitting at home.
Hiding Biden.
They're working with him. Yeah, hiding Biden. They're working on debate prep. So anyway,
well, memorizing good answers, giving. Well, if you see his ad, I don't know if you saw his ad today. It was very compelling. But like you're saying, it has a lot of that, you know, I bet you that ad of his is going to have all that, all the debate questions in it. Now that I'm thinking about it, listening to the ad, he gave this, it was very somber about his son and blah, 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 and how he lost his son and he's, you know, to cancer. And we can't take away our health care, you know, typical talking points, which is true. We don't want anybody's health care to be taken away.
But that's ridiculous, because what he's saying, I have Obamacare. And I've told this story before, but it's worth repeating. And I keep on putting it out there on Twitter, because there is nothing affordable. 2 years ago, and if you know anything about insurance, you have a monthly premium. That's like a bill you get every month that you have to pay. And then you have a deductible. Once you reach that deductible, then you try to hit what is called an out-of-pocket max. So for that calendar year, everything is accumulated. And once you reach that out-of-pocket max number, nothing more, you have no more responsibility to pay either your providers, medical providers, or the insurance company. So when in 2018, I had zero premium, zero deductible, and $337 out-of-pocket max. Great, that's affordable, right? This year, 2020, January 1, same exact policy, Florida Blue, and it was the only thing that I was eligible here as far as companies go. And so this year I voted for the no premium, so I don't have to pay monthly. And this was not – even with plans that had premiums, I have a $6,300 deductible. I have an $8,500 out-of-pocket max. What?
That's a lot of money.
What is affordable about that? There's nothing affordable
about that. No, that's crazy.
That.
That's a lot of money. My gosh. Most people.
So anything. it's craziness. There is nothing affordable about that. So how do I go from $337 in 2018 for my out-of-pocket max to $8,500? Hey, I don't know what the percentage is. I'm not very good with the math thing. But it seems pretty steep. And what President Trump wants to do is bring back the competition. By bringing back the competition, you have better plans and people. He's not getting rid. You know, they are so lying. He just signed an executive order never to have pre-existing conditions be an issue for anyone getting insurance. I think that these are the important things that I really hope that President Trump focuses on. I saw the list of Chris Wallace's questions, and one of it is President Trump's record compared to compared to Vice President Biden's record of 47 years. Versus Trump.
Right. 47 months versus 47 years. Yeah. Hello? Take a look.
Meanwhile, you know, the O'Biden administration, they weren't, and they should have been held up for impeachment and treason. The things that they did, they had the media behind them. Oh, yeah,
of course.
He's the golden boy. He's the best president in the world. And they didn't get anything done. So,
no.
You know, other than paying off Iran
they,
and giving
they,
us.
They fundamentally destroyed and tore America apart. They got a lot done. Don't kid yourself. Our country was not
as
divided.
Agenda.
Yeah, but I mean, they really divided America. I mean, really divided our country. Our country has never been this divided. And under Obama, it got worse because he always was the racist in chief. I mean, the stuff that he did, disgusting. But anyway.
And that's one of the things that's been said, that how is it a president of color comes in and makes racism worse? You know, I'm a white privilege.
Because
he's
a racist.
None of us.
Racist.
Well,
can make racism worse.
But he's also a part of that world order crud. Anyway,
news. Goodness. Oh, my God. The Manchurian candidate, 100% all the way. Absolutely. Yep.
So President Trump was nominated for the third time for the Nobel Peace Prize for his Trump doctrine by a group of four Australian law professors. So that's good news.
Obama got out of bed. He wasn't even in office for a week, and he got the Nobel Peace Prize. If that doesn't tell you something right there, you know, I mean,
all we can hope is that, they don't even recognize it on mainstream media. And then I read today that some guy in the UK, you know, in their parliament, has nominated Joe Biden for the Nobel Peace Prize. I guess that's for his it's for his son's work with the mayor's wife of Russia pulling in 3.5 million.
Yeah, right.
Million.
How about it? Oh my
Maybe
goodness.
That's it. Maybe it's all the shit he's done. Oh, excuse me. Maybe it's all the things he's done with the Ukraine and all that money. And then, let's not forget about China, because that's probably the biggest haul of all. So I would say, and I believe with all this money that Hunter Biden has pulled in, he needs to pay back the American taxpayer for that 20, 30-some-odd trip.
Go ahead and do a little bit of investigation on his taxes. Yeah, that'll happen.
You know what? The IRS is still the IRS. If they think there's something out there, they'll run after it.
Yeah,
but then
Obama's
again,
IRS
they were also,
went after the Tea Party groups. Okay, let's be real. It's still part of the swamp.
Well, you know, I'm seriously hoping that once President Trump is reelected, And we're praying every day. Yeah, before I forget.
8 p.m. Central Standard Time every day. Pray for POTUS.
And then Yasha Prayer Floats every Monday. Go ahead.
Okay, but what's really important is there's a movement on Twitter 15 minutes before the debate start to pray for President Trump. That's 15 minutes before the debate starts. So 8:45 my time, 7:45 your time, and we all say a
lift
prayer
them up
for
in
President
prayer. That's
Trump.
Great. Yeah, that's great. Great idea.
And that the truth will out. And I think that's what's really important. And I'm trying to look back and you know, President Trump's got to get to 270. And I'm just praying and hoping that, you know, this can somehow, I mean, after today and doing all this research on this ballot harvesting, it was very depressing for a proud patriot like me. It's very disconcerting. You know, our votes are supposed to mean something. We the people, our votes mean something.
Absolutely.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will not take care of us. Oh, and let's talk about insurance, because Kamala Harris wants to get rid of all private insurance.
Private insurance.
Great. Private insurance. So that's what the government needs to do, is run insurance, because they haven't screwed it up enough.
Wait, because they do such a great job at the DMV? I mean, hello? Really? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, now I can hear you, yeah. Right? They want to take over our insurance. Yeah, that was the whole thing back in Obamacare, where we were saying they want single payer. Oh, you guys are so, don't be so extreme. They don't want single payer. They just want affordable insurance. Yeah, unfortunately, the Affordable Care Act isn't affordable, I guess, for anybody, really.
Well, but then the people that are lucky enough to have, with their full-time jobs, have themselves and their families covered by private insurance. Kamala wants that all taken away. Why? Because it's more government control of your life. They're going to take your freedom. They're going to take your vote. They're going to take everything from you. And then it's not going to be too far where they're going to take your suburbs from us.
They absolutely want to get rid of the suburbs. Obama even said that. Oh, yeah. You know, because of all those entitled rich white people that live in the suburbs, you know, something like that. I don't know.
All the carrots.
Anyway.
There is so much going on. Also, just a couple of quick, the VP debate. Mike Pence against Kamala Harris, really? She is so classless.
He's such an honorable man. My God, he is such an honorable man. That man
has
much integrity and loyalty to, I mean, just amazing. He's just he's an exemplary human being. He really is.
Well, and what's interesting to me, well, today he's actually walking the nominee around the Senate, and of course it wasn't Schumer, it was the other one. He refuses. You need some
WD-40
there.
I was
going
to say, isn't
that
disgusting how they refuse to even meet with her? I mean, seriously.
Well, it's childish.
What the heck?
Oh, she would be rolling over in her grave. It has nothing to do with RBG. She doesn't own the seat. It belongs to we the people. And
it's just like George Floyd.
Exactly,
fake Floyd.
In the Constitution.
Right. Yep.
And I don't, it doesn't matter what her last wish was. And somebody who's that sick and dying from cancer doesn't have a last wish. And why would
not,
she deal
you know
with
what?
Her family,
I just wish my family to be happy
dying?
And love each other. Yeah, I'm dying and I want the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
No, I want my family to be happy and love each other. You know what I'm saying? I mean, please, these people. Anyway, Mary Lynn.
Well, you know,
but we're
going to
talk about Amy Coney Barrett next week, right?
Next week, exactly, exactly, yeah. And, you know, right now they're going after her religion, which is very interesting because she's Catholic. And
right.
So is President, Vice President Biden. I said it again. Oh, God, please. Oh, just the thought gets me frightened. Belize, here I come.
Yeah.
So anyway, and Pelosi, she's Catholic. But
Pelosi's a prayerful Catholic. Just ask her. She prays for the president all the time, you know. She prays for him all the time.
Praise.
She's prayerful.
We don't
want
to know what she prays for him. Yeah, yeah. Why don't we ask her what her dogma is within her?
Yeah. Oh, that was disgusting, Dianne Feinstein. Anyway, Mary Lynn, well, you know, I just think there's so much going on, and I know that this is going to be a very interesting evening tonight. I hope I like that 15 minutes before it starts to do a prayer. And that's 8 Central Time, correct? 7:45 Central Time, 8:45 Eastern Time?
Correct.
Hello? Okay, got it.
Yes,
cool.
Can you hear me?
Now I can, yeah.
Yeah, I must be moving around too much. Anyway, I was just trying to, because the woman who called for it on Twitter wrote something really wonderful, and I was just hoping I could find it really quick. You know, what really matters now is that we can get through to this election and that it doesn't drag out for weeks.
That'll cause more rioting and chaos in the streets. So it is by design if they do make it do that. Just saying. You know.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but they also, President Trump realizes he can pull the plug, and you better believe everybody's going to be ready to pull that insurrection plug if needed. You know, he's pulling all these troops home. Bring them home and put them to work. You know, they. As far as I'm concerned, there needs to be, whether it's police, National Guard, I don't care, but in serious areas, not so much in Cape Coral, Florida, or Sanibel Island, but in some of the more testy places, they need to have, voters need to have protection because we're all doing
the voting
person.
Oh, my gosh, the voter intimidation. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Big felony.
Especially where there's a lot of elderly people. Oh, my gosh.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, and then Eric Trump wrote today that in Pennsylvania, President Trump has Trump poll watchers, not employed by the county or the Secretary of State. But these are, and they're allowed to do it. Third parties from other countries, I heard, are also coming in. And in 2016, some country that I can't remember was like, it was the worst case of voter fraud that they had seen.
Right.
So,
well,
really
it sounds like a whole other show that we can do next week, Mary Lynn. You're starting to break up. And
I've got some really bad weather going on here. So,
all right. Well, I'll tell you, this has really been a very interesting show. Let's get some really great action steps for solutions. So people could go ahead and, like you said last week, they could do poll watching. What else can folks do for solutions besides, you know, getting out the vote, walking precincts? Also, if you get out to vote early, your vote will already be counted, and then that gives the precinct walkers time to focus on the undecided voters to help influence them. Any suggestions you could have right now, Mayor, for the undecided voters or for the patriots that want to step up and do something?
I think there's a couple things. Number one, if you have, and it depends on where you're at. Now, remember, a lot of these nursing homes, not here in Florida, but a lot of nursing homes are closed out for visitors. Take care of your family. You have family. Make sure that their vote is counted the way they want it to be. It's not changing their mind, but just trying to make sure their vote is counted. Now, I live in Florida, a lot of senior citizens. Help get them to the polling
precinct. Take somebody to the poll. You know? That's a really good suggestion. Yep.
And it's the simple things. I was talking to the TV, the woman who handles scheduling for my TV to be repaired. And I simply asked, are you registered to vote? And she said, you bet I am. I said, you know, this is going to be probably the most important election of our lifetimes. And I didn't say anything about President Trump, but she just came out and said, oh, he's got to win. We've got it. We've got to win this. And, and it's those little conversations that you have.
Absolutely.
With,
absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I got some other great ideas. Like if you're, I don't bring my phone into the store after COVID, but, you know, I mean, there's certain things that people need to hear about what Joe Biden has done. I mean, I know last time with Hillary Clinton, and really we only got a couple minutes here, but, I mean, it just really bugged me that Hillary Clinton represented a rapist against a young girl. You know, seriously? I mean, she was a little girl, and Hillary goes and represents the rapist. She's supposed to be for women and children? I don't think so. But anyway, we're going to have a great show next week, too. I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about next week.
Well, most definitely, and I think, you know, when you brought up the Hillary thing, and it's important to remember that if Biden gets elected, it's not going to be Biden at the helm. It's going to be Kamala Harris, and she was the one.
Right.
She was the one up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, bloviating to the rapist. And the guy, she's proud of the rapist. What about the poor woman?
She's also funding to get people out of, all these criminals out of prison. So anyway.
Yeah, well, that story, we could hit that story next week because that's also really large and it's also really blowing
very
up
important,
on
who's
donating money.
That's the kind of stuff people need to hear. That's the kind of stuff, especially the suburban women. Really? Don't you think criminals, how do you feel criminals would be in your neighborhood? Kamala Harris voted to get, you know, she didn't vote. She's sponsoring and donating to organizations that do that. But anyway, Mary Lynn, I don't know. Do you want to slow our roll here in prayer, or is there anything else that you wanted to bring up?
Nope. We covered it all. There is so much to cover.
Well, I know that you got that James O'Keefe. Yep, and thank you, everyone, for tuning into our Blog Talk radio show. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and we are here every Tuesday. And, this is crazy. Two gals with two names. And, Mayor, how does everybody reach you?
Best way to reach me is you can – reach me on Twitter at MLBianchi, B-I-A-N-C-H-I, the number 7. And you can also email us at twogalswithtwonames@gmail.com. That, again, is twogalswithtwonames, and that 2 on both sides is the number 2, twogalswithtwonames@gmail.com. If anybody wants to write us, we'll most certainly share your email, good or otherwise. All right, let's do our blessing.
All right, Abba Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for America, God. And God, we thank you for being wise enough to understand and see what's going on here. So God, we've got not many days left, probably 43 days left. God, please help President Trump anoint his words tonight as he speaks. Make him stay on point and on message.
And God, expose Joe Biden for who he really is. So God, we thank you for this great country that was founded on your principles. And God, just lead us, guide us, and touch us in all we do. Thank you for your protection and provision for our president and for all of us in our great nation. And God, personally, we thank you for seeing us through each day, and in every minute of every day, we come to you with anything because you promised us we can, and you are always with us. So glory to you, Father. Thank you for all your blessings. And go ahead, Mary Lynn, anything?
Sure. Just want to thank everybody for tuning in, and it is 35 days until the election, so it's getting really close. Just hang on to your vote like your life depends on it, and understand your vote is everything. And we say this in the name of the Holy Trinity, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May God guide us and bless us, and may he help bring clarity and give our president the words and the passion that he feels for this country and for the American people. He is not selling us out. He's not like the Democrats who's throwing us out as collateral damage. God, he needs your help and our help to stand behind him in this fight to save the United States of America, our freedom, our independence, and in God we trust.
Oh, amen and amen. Well, friends, this is it. This is another great edition of Awaken to Empowerment's Two Gals with Two Names on Tuesday, putting our two cents in. This is Carol Parisi, Mary Lynn Bianchi. We'll be back here next week. And be well, be blessed, be free, be the change you wish to see. And we will do this again very soon. So peace, love, and empowerment, and peace of mind. We'll check out now. See you later. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
All right.
Great evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.